Exodus chapter 34. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Moses, You cut out two tablets of stone like the first. And I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which you broke. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with you, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he cut out two tablets of stone like the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up to Mount Sinai, as the Lord, Jehovah, had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And the Lord, Jehovah, descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord, Jehovah. And the Lord, Jehovah, passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord, Jehovah, God, merciful and gracious, patient, and abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting the sin of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses went quickly, and bowed his head towards the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I beg you, go among us, because it is a stubborn people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. And he said, Look, I make a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, Jehovah, because it is a tremendous thing that I will do with you. Observe that which I command you this day. Look, I drive out before you the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with those who live in the land where you go, lest it be for a snare in your midst. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. Because you shall worship no other God. Because the Lord, Jehovah, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with those who live in the land, and they go prostituting after their gods, and do sacrifice to their gods, and one call you, and you eat of his sacrifice. And you take of their daughters for your sons, and their daughters go a prostituting after their gods, and cause your sons go a prostituting after their gods. You shall make for yourself no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, in the time of the month Abib, Nisan, March, April. Because in the month Abib you came out from Egypt. Everything that opens the womb is mine. And every firstborn among your cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you do not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. And no one shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day, Saturday, you shall rest. In earing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, Pentecost, of the first fruits of wheat harvest. And the feast of the harvest at the year's end, feast of tabernacles. 3 times in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, Jehovah, the God of Israel. Because I will cast out the nations before you, and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land, when you shall go up to appear before the Lord, Jehovah, your God 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house, tabernacle, of the Lord, Jehovah, your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Moses, Write these words, because after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord, Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights, he neither ate bread, nor drank water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of testimony in Moses's hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, indeed, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called to them. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came near. And he gave them in commandment all that the Lord, Jehovah, had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And until Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord, Jehovah, to speak with him, he took the veil off, until he came out. And he came out, and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses's face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again, until he went in to speak with him.